Okay, THAI again. I could make one episode and just put these in there, little fragments. The world champion in Go. What's it called? Wait, she loses against the Google AI program. And I learned that before, that it's much more difficult to make a Go computer that can defeat a human than a chess computer. So what does this tell us? Well, you know, we speak about AI, and it's interesting because it seems to me that the definition of intelligence that we are using and talking about here is very much about this kind of computer programming kind of thinking. The logical reasoning and mathematical structures and that kind of thing that we have often here in modern times, in the West especially, we have what do you call it, put on the pedestal, so to speak, as what intelligence is. In other words, a very intelligent person is one who can calculate very quickly and do that kind of technological thinking, as I guess you could say left brain, rational, that kind of thing. But that is a limited definition and understanding of intelligence. So let's take these chess and Go, these kind of games, they use largely that kind of intelligence. If you can, you know, Go, the little I understand of it, is that it's more intuitive. It's not like chess, really. It's a little different. And I don't know, but still, if you can break it down to mathematics, to algorithms. You know, you have a board with some squares and some white and black stones. The principle is very simple for how to play it. You can easily define that. And in a computer. And then it all that then matters is how sophisticated and how complex, how advanced algorithms does that computer use? And then, you know, machine learning and studying all other, you know, lots of other games. And we shouldn't glorify AI too much, because I would say it's an extension of that kind of thinking. And if you have generative AI or something that writes an article or a story or a book or something, you could say it is more creative. But it's a bit the same. You can have a person who is improvising on a guitar, for instance, and playing music like that, and here is music, but that person still uses often patterns and principles that you can program into a computer too, of chord sequences, of harmonies, and I mean all that. And it's the same with everything. There is this kind of mechanistic structure to many things. But we also know, and with pictures, when it generates pictures like that, when you draw a picture of a face as an artist, you sometimes just learn this is how you move your pen in order to draw an eye. I mean, there are certain patterns of technique that you just use over and over again, but that doesn't make you a good artist. It makes you a good copycat, or in a way. Same with music. And if it stays there, then you've got this da-da-da-da-da, just this flow and stream of music and pictures and this and that that are generated, so to speak, by people. I'm talking people now, according to certain rules and principles. But that is just, we know, very superficial and hollow. What really matters is the soul behind it. And we know, of course, that the AI has no soul. So it's just a more sophisticated way of mimicking that kind of mechanistic way of thinking. Even to make a story, or, I mean, there are people who just write stories, but they have no soul either, the stories. They are just trying to copy this one and that one author and piece together something that looks good. And this is, I think, pretty much what this AI does. And I think it's the same with this as with many other, like we find in science, the materialistic science. The more we advance our material, the manipulation of the material, superficial, external world, technologically in the form of manipulating material forms, metals and this and that, into computers or whatever, sophisticated or simple machines. Here we have only taken that same principle and applied it to mental structures, to information structures, to pictures, to words, to games, to and so on. It's just the same thing, but applied in different fields, which we couldn't apply to before. So the more this happens, this is what I think and hope, the more it will be clear that this AI is not intelligent in that real sense. It's mimicking certain parts of human intelligence, and that the actual soul, the actual life, the actual conscious person will more and more stand out there as separate from all of that, as untouchable, so to speak, by that kind of material technology. And that more and more people may see then that yes, there's more to us, there's more to life than just matter. And so on.